91.3 KXEI Tucson. It's Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We talk to them about what they're working on in school. We ask them about their plans for the future. And we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Alondra Harris. Alondra is a senior at the University of Arizona studying East Asian Studies and Molecular and Cellular Biology. How you like it?
I like it so far. I'm almost done, so.
Are you working in the lab?
Yes, I am. I'm working in Dr. Runyon's lab in the Department of Molecular and Cellular Medicine. For my research, I'm looking at the effects of a degreasing solvent called trichloroethylene on fetal heart development using chick models. So trichloroethylene was a chemical that was used to clean off airplanes in the South Tucson area near the airport. About 30 or 40 years ago, it leaked into the water, and they found an increase in congenital heart defects in children born in those areas. So we're trying to find the correlation between those two things.
What have you discovered?
Specifically, what I'm looking at is a gene called HNF4-alpha. It's in the heart during development of valves. What we found is that trichloroethylene changes how often that gene is turned on or off in the heart. And now we're trying to determine what effects that actually has translated to. So we're trying to figure out what effects that has as the heart continues to develop. And by the time they're born, what that gene is doing when it's turned on or off.
So you're using chick models.
Yes.
Is that what it sounds like?
Yeah, so I work with eggs. Basically, we let the eggs develop for about a day, and then we're injecting them with trichloroethylene. And then we let them develop a little bit further to the stage where they probably are in development when we start seeing problems in the human heart. And then we're dissecting them and looking at the gene expression. The problem with what we're researching is that toxicologists find our information a little bit weird, because usually the way that doses work is the more of a chemical you're exposed to, the more severe effects. But we're actually seeing low doses, transcription is being turned off, and at high doses, transcription is being turned on at a higher rate than it normally would be. But what we're finding is when transcription is turned off, we're actually seeing worse effects on the development of the heart than at higher doses, which is actually really interesting and not what they believe, because right now the legal dose for trichloroethylene is 5 parts per billion, which is a very, very small amount, and we've seen effects on the heart at even smaller doses. So
it's some pretty potent stuff.
Yeah.
Trichloroethylene, is it worldwide? Is it everywhere?
Yes, it was the number one contaminant probably in about the 80s.
What are your plans for the future?
Well, I'd like to go to medical school. I'm in the process of applying. I haven't heard back yet, but I am interested in becoming an internist, which is basically a general practitioner for adults.
Do you ever listen to music?
I do. It depends on the mood I'm in. I like listening to all kinds of music, but if I'm really focusing, I listen to foreign music because it's harder for me to register the lyrics.
It's less distracting.
Yes.
Hey, thanks so much for coming by the radio station today. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you for having me.